In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This morning at St. John's, we celebrate and commission 6 pastoral care ministers to our parish. We have been studying and preparing and praying for this service of ministry for well over a year. And I believe that each of these persons has been called by God to serve Him and our community. These are faithful Christians, and they are living out Jesus' commandment to follow Him, loving one another as He has loved us. They know to whom they belong, to Jesus Christ. But they also know that they cannot claim to be Christian unless they themselves are ministers to this broken world. Christ did put on that clothing of a servant and wash the feet of His followers. He knew that wisdom and words were just not enough, and so He engaged in what I like to call an acted parable. This parable has shown us how to bring His love and compassion to people who are hurting or in need of care. Now, in Paul's letter to the Philippians today, he gives our new ministers hopeful words to live by. Like a good teacher, Paul not only shares a vision, but also presents us with a way to the experience of God's peace, wholeness, healing, and care. Rejoice in God always. Again, I say, rejoice, he begins his letter. But first, he says, be gentle. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for God is near. Surely, gentleness involves a commitment to treat everyone as Christ. And in the spirit of the Benedictines, we can see Christ everywhere, because Christ is everywhere. Gentleness is the commitment to love our neighbor. By pausing before a hurtful remark, by listening to another person's story, by seeing the other person in the very best light and seeing their own inner goodness, rather than in terms of ego and defensiveness. We can begin the path of gentleness simply by changing our language to that of gratitude. Language of care, language of welcome, and even in conflict, speaking quiet words, I statements, and asking questions rather than demanding answers or making accusations. Secondly, Paul calls us to pray in all circumstances. In everything by prayer and thanksgiving, he says with supplication, let your requests be known to God. Pray your tears. Pray your fears. Pray with every breath. Pray when you pick up the phone or send an email. Pray before you go visit someone, or you go to the hospital or the funeral home. And pray, please pray before you speak. And give thanks. Give thanks to God for all that we have here at St. John's. For all the years, the history, the people who have been a part of this parish. And pray particularly for Alan and Judy as they leave us. Pray for them and thank God for all that we have. Pray for a kind word and pray for the opportunity to grow through difficult circumstances. As long as you pray, you are not alone, nor are you hopeless, because prayer connects us with possibilities of divine insight and the energy to bring goodness to ourselves and others. So today I give thanks for these devoted Christians who I have had the privilege to work with for this year. Sarah and Mark and Tim and Judy and Ron and Christy. These disciples have no doubt about the value of their ministry. They have no hesitation about the relevance of their action. And they can do nothing other than speak about the love they have witnessed and received in their growing and sharing with one another. Since Jesus Christ is our true life, our true concern, and our true compassion, our attention will center on Him. As Paul said today, keep on doing the things that you have learned. And when you get to tough and difficult times, as they will arise, remember that God is near and God is here. God is here at St. John's. And He's in your heart and He's in the acted parable. Trust God's promises. Practice gratitude, gentleness, and spiritual affirmations. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will be ours. In closing, I've taken some liberties with a beautiful poem written by Ann Weems. May I share this with you? Christmas comes every time we see God in another person. The human and the holy meet in Bethlehem. They meet here, right here at St. John's. Or the holy and the human meet in a hospital room, or in a local pub, or at Taylor Manor. For Christmas comes like a golden storm on its way to Jerusalem, determined, inevitably. Even now it comes in the face of stress and grief and pain, hatred and warning, no atrocity too terrible to stop it, no Herod strong enough, no hurt deep enough, no curse shocking enough, no disaster shattering enough. For the acted out parable of Christ will be our pastoral care mission. And then somebody, some person on earth will see the star, and someone will hear the angels' voices, and someone will run to Bethlehem, and someone will know peace and goodwill. And then Christ will be born. Amen.